Hello everyone, I'm Ron Berger. Welcome to AstrologyNewsReport.com. This is the special reports section where I'll take a topic or person or situation that is pertinent to world events and do an in-depth astrological analysis. We are about a month away from the midterm elections here in the USA, so I thought this would be a good time to examine where things are at in the zodiac and apply those energy patterns to predictions for the United States political situation. Individual races can only be determined by examining the natal charts of the individual contestants, so rather than going that route, let's consider the birth chart of the USA and see what the predictive analysis reveals. In a country's chart, the 10th house represents the leader and his party, and thus we have Obama and the Democrats as the 10th house. The 4th house, being opposite to the 10th, becomes the opposition to the leader. Now, the Republicans. Of course, the big question is, will the Democrats hold on to their majority in the Senate, or will the Republicans be able to wrest control of the Senate away from them? So let's see what's going on in the chart of the USA, and if that can give us any clues as to what happens this coming November. As usual, when examining predictions, we go first to the planetary period system to see what is being activated in the birth chart by the current major period planet and sub-period planet. At present, the USA is in a Mars major period and Venus sub-period. Mars, being the planet of combat, is not a nice, peaceful period during anybody's life. Mars in the USA natal chart is in Gemini, a sign noted for having multiple points of view. So we have both combat and multiple points of view, which seems to define the USA political situation pretty well these days. The current sub-period being Venus activates the houses of the USA chart which contain Venus's signs, namely Taurus and Libra. These turn out to be the 6th house, the house of struggle and difficulties, and the 11th house, which in a country's chart is the legislature, i.e. Congress. Thus, the Venus sub-period is activating both struggle and Congress. Sounds like a good time for an election. Okay, now we turn to the transits. First off, we see that Uranus and Ketu, one a signifier of sudden events and of rebellion, and the other a signifier of idealism and dissatisfaction, are together transiting in the 4th house, that is, affecting the Republicans. But the 4th house also represents the homeland and the common people. So, we could say that the people are themselves feeling a bit upset and rebellious. Meanwhile, in the 10th house, we have presently the transit of Venus, a natural benefic, along with the Sun, the natural significator of authority, power, and government. This would, on the face of it, appear to give the advantage to the Democrats, but this position of Venus and Sun only lasts until October 18th. And then Venus and the Sun enter Libra, which is Venus's own sign, a part of the chart that's already activated, and which is the house of the Congress. And this would seem to favor the existing Congress. And of course, most of the incumbents will be re-elected, as usual. Checking in with some of the other transits, we see that Jupiter, the great benefic, is transiting in the 8th house, the house of secret activities, scandal, and humiliation. From its position in the 8th house, Jupiter is sending a trine aspect to the 4th house, that is, the Republicans. Normally, the aspect of Jupiter is beneficial and supportive, but coming from the 8th house, we can't be too sure. Jupiter also encourages optimism, which can lead to overconfidence. After October 18th, Mars, the planet of action and aggression, is transiting in the USA ascendant. This indicates that the country is in a combative mood leading up to and during the November election. Also, Mars is sending its fourth sign square aspect to the fourth house. Again, the Republicans. This is not a friendly aspect from Mars and indicates antagonism towards the Republican candidates. Saturn, the planet of delay, restriction, obstruction, longevity, and the established order, has been transiting in Libra, the 11th house of the USA chart, since November 2011. This is why there have been practically no laws passed by the Congress in the past 3 years. Well, 2 days before the election, Saturn moves into Scorpio, the 12th house of the USA chart. Okay, this is a bit weird, because a planet, when changing signs, that is, at 0 degrees, is considered very weak. So here we have, on the day of the election, the planet of stability in a fragile state. This is an indicator of potential change. In other words, the established order is weak, and so is the energy of obstruction. Now let's go to the day of the election and examine the chart cast for the beginning of voting, that is, 7 a.m., Washington, D.C., the birth chart of the election. First off, the moon is a really important significator since it represents the public and the public's thinking. Well, here we have the moon in the sixth house of struggle and difficulty, and closely conjunct Uranus, the planet of sudden events, freedom and independence, rebellion and revolution. Ketu, the significator of change, is present here as well. So, the public is in a rebellious mood, and inclined to change things. Doesn't sound so good for the incumbents. Mercury is the planet of rational thinking, and therefore it has a lot to do with making choices, and thus, by extension, Mercury becomes the planet of voting. And here's another unusual planetary coincidence. On the day of the election, Mercury, too, is changing signs. Mercury will be at the last degree of Virgo on the morning of the 4th of November, and then at about midday, Mercury moves into Libra. So, again, we have an unstable situation, this time involving the very planet that itself indicates casting a vote. Another interesting point is that the birth chart here of the election has Libra as its ascendant. The ascendant ruler, Venus, and the Sun are all conjunct with the ascendant degree in the first house, making Libra strong. Libra is the sign of social idealism. Question is, whose idealism? And finally, notice that Jupiter, the great benefic, is sitting up there at the top of the chart in the 10th house. Since the 10th house is the leader, in other words, Obama, this would indicate some benefit to him. Maybe Jupiter saves the president and his party after all. Okay, that'll do it for a snapshot analysis of the November midterm election. Sorry I can't offer you a definitive prediction here, but it looks a little mixed. Of course, I'll be doing updates in the weekly report as we draw closer to the fated day. Bye for now.